Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. This is another edition, another episode, the Bob Does Sports Podcast. And let's start with this big ticket. What the fuck are you wearing, man?
Yeah, he looks like an Eskimo.
I just realized I look like a fucking blimp is what I fucking look like.
You look like one of those emperor penguins.
You look like a Snorlax.
Yeah, Joe, it's a Snorlax. That's exactly what it is. It's a Snorlax. It's a fucking face. It's a Snorlax.
Why? Yeah. You just can't wear anything normal. Like, it just...
It looks very comfortable.
Yeah,
it
also he's clearly like, the most comfortable person.
It's wildly podcast. Comfortable.
As I mean, long as like, he has
you belong in Anchorage, 66. Alaska.
I'll tell you what. Back in the day, when I first met Bob and everything, he used to make fun of me. He's like, I was wearing boots. I was a stylish guy. I wore like tighter jeans. I thought I looked good. I was wearing flannels. The second I got fat, it's all about comfort. It's all about. I mean, I wear sweatshirts. I wear things I would never wear, but I'm comfy.
But Tick, you're not fat. You're just a little bit.
Fat.
You're just going towards that realm.
There was a time, probably a couple weeks ago, where I was really teetering on chubby and fat. I was leaning towards fat.
I can see your chin. It looks like you've leaned out a little bit.
Angles, baby. It's the contours, of course.
He's just out here angling.
I'm just out here angling, baby. Don't mind me.
But Dick, I do agree. I don't think you're fat. I really don't.
I mean, that's the key to being fat is you wear things that make you don't look fat, right? If I took my shirt off, if we got in a hot tub today, you'd be like, Jesus Christ, this guy is. No,
I don't. Speaking of looks, Yaman is sporting a full coat.
It looks good though.
It looks solid, but it is.
It looks good, but that's the horror show beard. Yeah.
Okay, it'll be gone by Texas. I gotta get a haircut too. I was gonna tell the ticket though. There's some old, and this is about myself. It's not even about the ticket. There's some old photos that Bob will pop in the chat every once in a while. We were skinny for a little bit, man.
We were
skinny guys. Really,
you guys were.
Yeah, yes.
Oh no, FP. The photos of you from college. You look.
Yeah. Oh sure.
Yeah, we go back far enough.
I was pretty thin when I was six, too, Joe.
Photos from the early 2000s, where I mean,
you know, the all-time Joey D quotes when he said to Perez. You could still lose 60 pounds and still be fat Perez.
That's taken out of context, man. There's no
good context for that.
There's no good context for that.
He's right, though. The sick part is he's exactly right.
I said the not so fat Perez.
So I am the so fat Perez right now.
I'm just gonna stop, man. I'm not trying. I'm just a drive-by banging, and I'm not trying to do that.
It's banging.
I mean, ticket. So, in all seriousness, last I'll touch on this. What's the AC at in your house right now? Like, it's got to be 68 or below.
I keep it at a nice 68 to 67. Yeah, when I sleep, it's around 64 to 65. I like it chilly, Bob. I like wearing sweatshirts.
Do you sleep in your boxers?
Depends. If I'm at 66, I'll sleep in my boxers. If I'm at 64, I'll be in sweatpants.
He said depends. I was like, what?
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, if I'm in my depends, then I like to keep it at a balmy 72.
You know what's wild is I didn't realize up until when we started traveling that Perez sleeps in the nude.
What?
He doesn't wear a sliver of clothing.
I knew
full
something.
On nude. Yeah. Full on nude.
I knew
all
something.
Those wake-ups, all those wake-ups you guys do, I'm naked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's in his birthday suit.
That's right.
Don't you, but like, Perez, you know I'm coming in that next morning to get the hangover clips. Like, do you worry about that at all?
I mean, you should be more worried than that. It's not really me problem. No, I don't like things on me. Like, I want to have full range of motion. I'll wear like athletic shorts at best. I'm not going to do boxers. It's a little too tight. But athletic shorts.
The Colorado bus don't make it into the bedroom. Mm-hmm.
Like when I sleep on the couch at home, which happens a lot, I'll put athletic shorts on because I don't want to be naked on the couch. That's not right.
Prez only
were you naked in the foreplay, the original Quail Lodge foreplay video when they came in? Were you butt ass naked in there?
Yeah. And I was sharing a room. I think Joe and I were sharing a room too.
with that one, okay. I felt like I did what was right for the brand, but at the same time, I felt bad about that particular wake up because he actually was in a really bad way. And
it was
like
an ambush.
But I did feel bad coming in that morning. I just knew that it would be really good for them. But like having like Hannah Cook in there too, like coming in up on him, camera. You know what
I mean? How long ago was that video? How long ago was that?
It was March of over a year ago.
No, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No,
2020. I think it was like February 2021.
22.
It was March.
No, it wasn't 22.
It was definitely 22. March of 2022.
Diggy, you know what I was thinking of when we were just talking about like walking in on like press, you know, when we're on a trip and you walk into Yaman's room and his ass is just in the air at all.
Good thing time. You don't sleep naked, Yaman.
It's just thunder and ass just in the air.
A whole lot of cake.
And his legs are in the air, kind of kicking back and forth.
What is it? I'm like face down, like just pissed off. And I'm still like, what? I like my alone time on those trips every once in a while, you know, just taking a nice nap with your ass in the air.
You also come in and he's just laying on the floor.
Oh, I'm a big floor guy. Yeah. That's like a back.
Hard side of the bed. You're like, where is he? And you're like, are you just laying on the floor?
It's napping. It's my Steve Nash moment.
Dude, in pre-Bob to Sports, like before you guys, like in the beginning of Bob to Sports, like the trips that were like really, really ruling on him when he was really in a bad way, I would be in my bed and like, you just see the living room light on at like 3 in the morning. No. You didn't know what you were coming out to. Dude, opening those doors were scary because like you don't know what you were coming in on. Like where he would be in the room, he was always 10 times more pissed off than he is now. And it was just that was always scary.
It was a different time. It was a different
I will
time.
Say the funny thing with people I think are starting to catch on with is the bang job bedrooms where we each kind of get deliberately banged on an Airbnb on each trip. And I don't know who's up for the next one, but I always feel like Jet should always get like a good room because I feel
don't
like
be Jet.
he normally does.
We do a good job of making
we all do. I just don't room. Want I don't want to be put on a pedestal here. We all do. It's a big old split every trip. I've shared rooms on the last few, I think.
I don't think you've ever been banged.
Bunk beds. You got banged on the bunk beds with me.
Yes.
Well, that was
in Virginia. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was.
I don't think you.
Oh, the Virginia. The Virginia one. But I'm talking about the Arizona one.
Scottsdale. That was years ago.
Yeah.
That was a while.
Where did we go last? Nobody knows.
You were good on
Cincinnati.
Was it Cincinnati?
Well, that was a hotel. No. I'm trying to think of the last Airbnb we were in. Scotland.
I got banged.
Where?
I had the Harry Potter fucking bed covered.
Where's that?
In Scotland.
In Edinburgh. In the flat.
Cutsy took the last bang job for sure.
I think
100%. God,
I think I got the worst bang job in Canada when I slept in the piss room.
You banged yourself. Mm. You took the room.
You banged yourself.
I'm just saying.
You took the master bedroom and you banged yourself.
Bob saw the square footage and just
ran. Yeah, I did.
600 square foot bedroom.
It was a reverse bang job.
Yeah.
Ticket's gone banged a few times too.
Well,
Ticket and I and Whistler.
And Press has been banged a couple times.
There's the original bang job. Yeah.
I think he has done a really good job
of sort of rotating that scene.
Except for Jet.
Do I know? I've been banged.
Jet, you are up, dude.
But it sounds like I'm next for the bang job.
In Scotland, Jet and I shared a room.
It was a recent bang job that I had. I'm telling you.
Well, me and you shared a room in Scotland.
We shared an apartment. No, we shared an apartment.
Okay. Yeah, sure. But I'm saying
bedrooms.
No, that was fine. That was a long distance. It was like a 10-minute walk.
Whoa, you haven't had a banging, really. Not that you deserve it.
I've had a banging. Maybe not in a little bit, but where did we go before Scotland? I'm telling you, I got banged
in Virginia, too. I got banged in your own room
both times.
Why'd you get banged in Virginia, Joe?
That one course, that one place that was on the course.
Oh, he was on the couch.
He did. He slept on the couch.
That was the
Yeah.
They all had these glorious four bedrooms and then a couch in the middle of the living room.
Sounds like I'm due for a banging.
That was one night, though.
No, I listen. I'm all for getting banged on these.
I'll tell you what happened. I think early on, myself and the ticket. There was one specific time myself and the ticket got banged, and then I had some bad early bangings, and I've used them as leverage throughout time, and I think my time is running out.
Your time is up.
Yeah, I think you're due for
and that banging that you're referring to is not. That's not even our fault, right?
No.
So
no, I'm just saying I'm making
up for the sins of others.
I shared a bunk bed. I was in bunk beds at one point. That was a long time.
I think we could all agree you're due for a nice banging.
Yeah, Perez, you should order an Airbnb with just one shit room and then
Joe sneaks by because he can't share a room with anyone.
Joe gets very lucky.
Boring, so he always is guaranteed his own room, which is brilliant. Which I don't know if you do that on purpose.
The snoring's getting better, by the way.
Huh?
Apparently, the snoring's getting better. Apparently. That's what Nicole says. I don't know. I wouldn't know if you told me. But apparently, with the sleep apnea, if you lose a little bit of weight, it's better, I guess.
Let's just say, Cutsy, are you skinny now?
I'm skinny fat.
You look.
I'm actually, you know, the thing is, and Bob will attest to this, like my shoulders and arms, I'm weightlifting, so I'm getting like more muscle, but I've got a gut that's like, it's like solid steel. Like I can't, I'm losing weight in my face. I'm losing weight other places. This gut, it's like, you almost have to take like a hammer and just break it like a piece of chisel. I don't know what to do, man. It's like, I'm just like solidly rotund and like everything else is jacked. It's a problem.
Your face is looking thinner too.
Yeah, I said, I'm skinny fat. Like I'm definitely not skinny. That's for sure. I got a fucking gut that protrudes. Like if you see a silhouette of me, you wouldn't say that guy's skinny. But I'm making waves. I feel good. Like I will say, my stamina's gotten better. Like my endurance, even on the last normally
what have you been testing it on?
I've been saying like when I work out and stuff, like I'm on the treadmill and stuff, like I can do a lot more. Even when we did the last speed challenge, like normally I would be so gassed. I think the last speed challenge was in Virginia and I felt way better, like in terms of running, like I wasn't dying.
You know who ran out of gas? Was Tick
started sprinting. No, and then
Common had the chance to win, and I was screaming at him to get on his horse because, he had nothing left.
I ran out of gas and I ran out of ass because I first of all, I won, so I don't really want to hear it. But my legs gave out. I couldn't. They were like jello. I was running, and I was almost laughing at the ticket when he ran first because he's like, I can't feel my legs. I was like, you're a pussy. And then I ran, and I could not feel my legs earlier than he couldn't feel. It's like they were like falling off. And in that
They go like jelly, right?
There's like moments where I'm like, I look like, what human male cannot run like 300 yards, like at a jogging pace. And he ran better than me. So I just like edited it in post, and I would just like change angles to like the cart so nobody could see me just stumbling down the green.
Yeah, isn't it weird when it just turns to jelly like that? There's just a moment where the switch flips and it's just, your legs are just, they're hardly hanging on.
And you have like this mental battle because you know the guys are behind you. You know the entire world is going to see this video. You know your parents aren't going to watch it because they don't watch anything that you do. And then you just, it's just brutal.
You did win, but one could say coaching won that championship. I'm not sure if Bob not yelling at you the way he did.
Yeah.
If you would have gotten
sure, but you were also yelling. You were a foot away from me, yelling at me to like finish. I
wanted to see you win.
Interest from you guys to see me win.
Yeah,
they don't want to see us win.
Yeah,
God does. It's good though. I felt the support and I won.
The greatest speed golf of all time would be the Perez one in Scottsdale.
Best.
I don't think you could ever, that drone shot of him like catching a second wind after eating tacos. Dad's favorite Bob Does Sports video. He watches it all the time.
When we were at the Doing Things media office, and we were having like a serious meeting in the boardroom, and I remember looking out onto the TVs, and you see Perez just crushing a taco, and everybody's quietly working, and then you see that clip of him looking at it and catching that second wind.
Oh my god.
Tick, can you do me a favor? Not to put you on the spot, but we did it for the two podcasts ago, and it was so much fun. Can you read out your last 10 Postmates orders?
Oh, no. Has he still been going off?
It was so much fun on the last one he was going through. It was the best.
I'll read it out. But I want to say one thing real quick, going back to Yaman's facial hair. I think it looks so good.
It does.
You should flip-flop the nightmare state. I think when you're shaved, that's when we need to start being scared.
The problem is I have a side problem. I don't like
it's do a goatee then. Do a goatee.
Let's get rid of this.
Just get rid of it. Do you think that would look good? Or
no, the goatee looks good.
I think it would look good.
Because I don't, it's just very not me. You know what I mean? Like I don't.
Yeah, let me see the sides.
It's not, it doesn't fill in. Like it's.
Yeah,
it's
but I would do a goatee.
Nuke that. Nuke all that.
Yeah, just keep the goatee.
Sideburns, nuke that.
Yeah, I'm saying you got, but all I've ever wanted is a legit beard in my life. And
you know how you get it? You know how you get it? To fill in? Shave.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's even over time.
One day it's going to start to.
Over time, it's gotten like, this is even more than it used to be just based off. I think you're right. I think you are correct. And given the fullness of your beard and your hair overall, I probably should just trust what you're telling me.
Just see my back.
Yeah, I do like, I have kind of switched to where like, this doesn't mean I'm dead, you know, anymore.
Yeah,
it looks really good.
More. It's nice.
I am, but this doesn't mean it. But
if Derek Carr can make the change, so can you, Yaman.
Yeah, Garrett Clark, a 22-year-old multimillionaire with millions of followers, fucking crushing it, dating fucking models.
They put on that PowerPoint the other day from Quayle when Joey D banged himself with the razor and he had to go all the way shaved from Quayle.
That's a tough scene, man.
They put that on the PowerPoint cuts he put into the group chat. He's like, that's fucking tough, man.
We need to go ahead and overlay that image right now. That was
Yeah, I was just, you know, like I was just like trying to like tidy something up and I took a whole chunk out. And then there's just no way around it. It's just like you just have to go full commando mode and just shave everything. And I, at that time, and still am, I'm fat. And I had a double and maybe even a triple chin. And I think the photo that was taken was including all of the chins and me resting the microphone on my stomach. It was an extremely tough picture that is being pitched as we speak to Callaway.
You look like if a black bear. It's like if a black bear ran a sports book. Is what you and also like in the front was like an Italian restaurant. That's what you look like.
It was tough, man.
All right, it was tough. Let's get a little bit of a drum roll here, please. Is the big ticket last 10 Postmates orders?
Do five. Don't kill them that much.
Do five.
Last 10 or last five would be about two and a half days. Yesterday I got the South Philly experience. I got a classic cheesesteak with onions, with onions and peppers. And I also added on 12 boneless wings because.
Oh, why wouldn't you?
The South Philly experience.
Tell you what, it was no South Philly experience, but it got the job done. Next, I took a little trip to Thailand. I got drunken noodles with shrimp, pork, steak, and chicken. And I threw in some chicken fried rice. Just in case I'd still be hungry after the drunken noodles. I don't want to be left hungry.
Those noodles were swimming in protein.
Then the day before, I went back to the Philly cheesesteak, but this time I'm pig roast Philly cheesesteak. I opted for not the boneless chicken wings. I went with seasoned fries on the side in case I was still hungry. Just something a little lighter, something easier to digest. Before that, earlier in that day, I went to the East Bay Deli. Got myself a chicken Charleston. That's just a classic Charleston style Milanese chicken sandwich. That came with a side of fries. Decided on nothing else after that. Before that, you'll find interesting. I ordered all the way, Bob, you know how far I live. I ordered Vito's. I had to pay an extra $10 on the delivery fee to get 3 pepperoni slices and a mini Caesar salad all the way from Vito's to my spot over here.
Oh, my God.
No way it was there, cold.
There's 2 Vito's. There's no way that's that one.
The one Vito's pizza.
Holy shit. That's that guy one. Went. Now, did you find that the Caesar, that they probably put the dressing on the side, right?
They didn't. It was in there, and the lettuce was wet by the time it got to me. And quite honestly, that's not Vito's fault. That's my fault for thinking that delivery was going to make it in time. That's on me.
That guy might as well have just dropped the food off to you and continued on to Vegas. That's a hell of a ride.
Yeah, then we got some burritos, some hot wings, some sushi in here. I really travel the world when it comes to Postmates.
Yo, starting off with the South Philly experience was so good.
You just
speaking of Philly, your Phillies are in the big game tonight, Tim.
You just can't get a good cheesesteak in this city, by the way. Jersey Mike's might make the best cheesesteak
really
in Los Angeles. It's a good cheesesteak, to be honest with you.
I haven't been seeing you do any cameos, by the way, lately.
I just got a request, by the way.
Did you?
Wow.
I don't get them unless I promoted one time. I got like 8. Haven't touched it since.
I need you to get back up and go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just need that. Yeah. Yeah. I know, Bob. You just need me on cameo. Yeah.
Yeah, he's seen the referrals.
Like, I got to put food on the table. How's he going to fucking kick that? How's he going to do it? I need to be on cameo, Bob. I need to be on cameo. I need me to be on cameo, and I need you, the listeners, to buy the cameo. speaking of the Cutsy, did you say something about the Phillies or something?
Phillies big game tonight. A couple Phillies fans in here.
What happened?
Ticket in the ALC.
Why do the Astros hate home field advantage?
They lost every game at home.
You know the Astros. I'm so tired of the Astros. Perfect. I cannot even explain to you how happy I was last night watching the Texas. I don't think even the most hardcore Texas Ranger fan was as happy as I was last night to see the Astros lose.
Is it because they're cheaters or because left field is 40 feet?
Yeah, it's all of it. I'm just like, you know, maybe I'm a hater. You know, I'm probably a hater, but I'm tired of seeing them in the World Series. You know, I'm sick of it. I'm over it. And big Verlander guy. I love Justin Verlander. All that aside, I kind of like Altuve too. How could you not like that guy? I'm just tired of. I'm tired of him,
bro. They lose more than people talk about them as this dynasty, which I guess they're always in it at the end. But they lose more than they win, right? Like they lost in the World Series to the Nationals. How many have they won? 2 in that time.
They won 2.
1 or 2.
What? 6 years? 7 years?
Pretty good, man. Every time. What?
I got some good news for you. We got a new friend of the program that's been a friend of the program, and I never knew until yesterday. I got a text from Anthony Volpe, this guy had been following me for a while, and I had no idea. Who's one of your all-time favorite MLB players?
Me?
He has been invited to the Breezy Lounge opening as well, by the way.
My favorite MLB players?
One of your favorite. You always talk about this guy. It's one of your favorite. Like, if baseball comes up, you
Manny Ramirez.
Because he's a random guy?
Not a random guy.
Oh, Kyle Schwarber.
Fuck, no, not Schwarber. You do talk about Schwarber all the
Anthony
time.
Rizzo.
Bingo.
He's not
definitely, but he has been with us for a while. And
he's a fan of the program?
Fan of the program. Bingo. That's a real big.
He was a Cub, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's Yaman's boy.
That is cool. That is very cool.
Yaman's new boy is Alex Caruso.
Alex Caruso is a very cool and a nice guy. Cool. I thought he was great.
Yo, there's a for the Brilliant Dump Show, we have an ad called the Paint Your Life, where like you could take a picture that you have and like they'll paint the picture.
Oh, no, where's this going?
In order to use for promo, they want to do something where they could paint the picture. Do you know how much fun I'm having deciding what I got albums. I got 5 FP pictures.
Oh my God.
I have a ticket album where I have Ticket and Manziel from the Green. And then the one I'm starting to lean on is Ticket and Caruso from 5 Iron. It looks like a portrait to where I think that might be in play.
The Manziel one's pretty iconic, though.
I agree. But like the one of him and Crusoe just like in a painting would, I want something that's just so bizarre. And then the other one that got tossed around was the Jet from Ole Miss, where he's making that crazy face while he's
no, mean, in Buffalo.
From Buffalo.
Buffalo. Oh. That's my favorite picture of the Jet. Where he's in the wind and he's like,
that's me. It's us and Lars Lewis.
Yeah.
And there's one person in it, I think. Matty Rigatoni is in there.
Yeah, FP was. It is unbelievable. FP is in that video, and nobody ever knows that really FP's in it because he was so hungover. Nobody was drinking the prior night, and FP put down like 25 beers the night before. It was literally nobody had a drink that night, and it's just Perez with two fucking 12 cases
of the Bat Blue. Like,
it was
the Bat Blue is good.
Yeah,
you want to talk about a bang job of a stay? We should still be getting, you know, recoup from that bang job we took in Buffalo.
Yeah. But it's unbelievable. Like, that's before all the golf. So, like, it's so funny just, like, knowing Perez. Like, we offered Perez just to come on the trip. Of course he said yes.
Wasn't he at the – did he pick us up at the airport?
He drove you guys.
Yeah. I picked up Richard. I drove up. I drove up to Buffalo from Virginia.
In the Lincoln, right?
In the Buick.
In the Buick.
I picked up Rigatoni.
We went to Fat Perez.
Yeah,
went to the hotel and then I picked you guys up from the airport with Rigatoni.
Yeah. That was back when you had a full time job too, so you must have taken time off of work.
I did.
Look at him now.
Yeah. Well, it was on a Sunday. I think I drove up, played golf in Pittsburgh on the way, and then I stayed in Pittsburgh. And then that Monday, I drove all the way back to Virginia, which is like 9 hours. I'll never do it. But I did do it again because I drove back from Boston.
Oh, the Boston trip.
I drove up to Boston. I did do it.
The Boston drive-by. You were driving. It was like Bob and I were in bed. Perez was texting us. It was like 3 a.m. He was still driving home. Remember that, Bob?
I remember that.
Fellas, something we got to discuss. We have gone, I mean, the fact that we have got these clips on camera, of course you got the greatest video that the internet has ever seen with Joey D banging his head into the garage door. And then a newcomer is Perez going down the stairs at his house, of course, with two pizza boxes in his hand and wiping the fuck out. And to me, the funniest clip part of it is after Perez wipes out and we play the clip, he just sits there and collects himself for like 5 minutes. Perez, you got to take the folks through just that entire clip.
Yeah, I was throwing away some empty pizza boxes. It was raining, and the steps were wet. I had Crocs on. Crocs are not good wet weather shoes. And I ate shit. And I think we've all fallen at some point, or maybe fallen down some stairs. And I'm just mad. I was mad. I was mad that it had happened. And then I even got more upset when I realized that my wife was just inside the back door and seen the whole thing, because she checks on me. The last thing I needed was to be asked if I was okay. Jesus. It's not like, what if I said no, then what? You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing to do there. She should have acted like she didn't see it. That's what I would have done. If I was her, I would have absolutely walked away and acted like I didn't see it, knowing that she probably would have wanted no one to ever know that it occurred. I just sort of like sat myself up on the step, and I wanted to punch the steps, but then that didn't make any sense. I was like working through my anger, who I could be mad at, how I could handle this. My grandmother was about to come over, so I was like cleaning up the house. I had to go shower because I had gotten stuff all over my arm from the fall. I had to like do laundry because the shirt, it was a white shirt, so that got all fucked up. It was just a, it, like, I knew all of that in that moment, that like, oh great, I've fallen, she saw it, I have to shower, I've got to do a load of laundry that I wasn't planning on doing, all to just like throw two boxes away.
I told
and the pizza was not even that good.
With all due respect to Virginia, we love Virginia, they're just not known for their pizza.
No. There's a couple spots. I brought we had that trip there the last night.
They get banged them.
Banged me. I picked up what is considered or voted on to be at least a top five pizza in the city on the way. It was perfect. I was like, great. Like I can like, I'll pick up dinner and like, I can actually have something that's like legitimately decent for these guys. So I show up at this pizza. So I'm kind of proud of it. I'm like, hey, this is like the good stuff that we got. I got the best for you. I think it takes one taste. He's like, yeah, yeah. It's like, it's got a little Chuck E. Cheese to it. I was like, great.
To be fair, I didn't hear you say that it was the best you had to offer. If I had heard that, I would have given you.
I'm glad you were honest.
I would have given you a stellar lie.
You know what that was, Prez? That was the South Philly experience.
Sure as fuck wasn't, man. But you can't imagine that Virginia is going to offer up some good, maybe barbecue or I don't even know what you guys. Fried chicken. There you go.
Oh yeah. That fried chicken. And the Wegmans was incredible.
Wegmans is fantastic. Yeah. Wegmans,
that's
though,
not
we can't
a Virginia thing,
we
is
can't
it?
Take pride in. Yeah, that's not ours. That's gross pride of.
That was my first experience. So as far as I'm concerned, it's Virginia.
Virginia's the grocery capital of the world.
That's the pride of Penfield, Rochester, New York.
Also, FP, falling downstairs, I think as an activity, is the most humiliating human experience because to yourself, because it's a battle with yourself. You got to look the man. When you fall down the stairs, you got to look the man in the mirror. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it doesn't help that you had the woman in the mirror behind you being like,
"Oh,
are you
okay?" Yeah.
Now you're double dipping.
Well, there's
battle. I got to back up Ann Cole there. I think
of course, but
it is the right thing. I just didn't need it.
But she was thinking in her head, like, oh, I shouldn't ask if he's okay. Like, it was such a natural.
It was a big fall too.
Falling downstairs like takes time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You hit one stair, and if it doesn't end there, yeah. You can like set your watch and like hear it ticking as you like roll down these stairs. I've done it. It's a brutal.
The only reason I stopped where I stopped was because it was a short step, like
exactly.
A short
step. Ended. Yeah.
If I was at the top of a whole floor staircase, I would have gone all the way down.
There's like a 40-second play clock.
And then
there's literally a play clock, 40 seconds, and halfway through they can do this and bump it back to 25.
So I've got two things here. The first one is I understand her checking on me. When I say, yes, I'm okay, I definitely don't need the, are you sure? I almost never need
a double down
question. I never need the, are you sure? I wasn't kidding. Like, I wasn't lying. That's a personal thing. And then the other thing, Yaman's a good point on the falling down the stairs. I will also say that falling upstairs isn't great either. You know, when you sort of miss one and you kind of just
kind of like Yaman did in Scottsdale.
Did it in Scottsdale, dude.
Because if you fall downstairs,
Scottsdale special.
If you fall downstairs, right, you've sort of created some distance between somebody that potentially is behind you. So you've got some time. When you fall up the stairs and there's people behind you, it slows everything down. You've got to like quickly pop up and be like, my bad. And like, you know, you sort of do that little like hop, you know, you hop up and you just sort of like, you hop around like, oh, don't know how that happened. Like, it's not a good look.
Now every time, probably for like the day after, every time you saw some stairs, you're like, fuck.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and every time you walk, you were extra careful walking down.
Well, I'm using the railing now, which is not a good thing. Like, I don't want to be that. I'm not at the railing point in my life.
Takeaway from this would be, as someone who's been involved in a viral, you know, incident where I absolutely look like an idiot, there's two ways to go about after the initial fall or thing concurs. There's two methods to approach. Perez took one, I took the other. So I'm a big spring right back up kind of guy. So like, just basically like take any element that I am hurt or anything out of it to try to take away the notion of people focusing on me. Perez took the other approach where he just almost like kind of just, He almost just accepted it. He just almost just kind of took the moment in and said, I ain't going anywhere. I'm just here. I'm not going
to
move.
Do you think about it? That is so Perez to just like fall and then just like take a moment and just kind of like just take a second together.
That's what I would have done. It made sense to me.
And then 15 minutes later, I go inside. And I'm like, you know, I'm taking these sweatpants off, doing all this shit, showering. And then it hits me that there's Ring camera footage of it for sure. And then I'm in this like moment of like, damn, like I know what I should do here, but I really don't want to do it.
Oh, man.
It was, and I did. And I, you know, you
have, did
I,
you I have a big content, ass bruise?
I put content first.
He sure did. He sent it to me. And I remember the next day, and this is no joke, I was playing on the course, and I was playing like shit. And I seriously remember hitting a ball that goes into the water, and originally, like, I wanted to be so pissed, and I watch it splash, and in my mind, I thought, at least you have the press video to go back to that you still have to post. So, like, going OB was not the worst thing at that moment. Like, I told Perez, my day was substantially better knowing that I had that video. But the video, it's not a video, but I would absolutely kill for the video that broke Ticket's back of when he was wearing the wool onesie.
The socks. No, the wool socks.
Because that was a different Ticket back then. So, like, to see him go down at that time would have been wild.
I was coming down the stairs like it was Christmas morning, and I just fucking – see, the worst thing about the worst thing about fall for me was it was a full-length set of stairs. If you fall down the stairs, you want to just fall and take a seat like you did. But I did this thing where I fell onto my back, and then I took like a little bumpy sled ride down the rest of the stairs. It was just like killing my lower lumbar. And it's echoed throughout my life till this day. Honestly, today.
And I always laughed at that, and I got karma for it because now me with the back issues that I got going on, like, I always found it ridiculous that you needed like 5 ibuprofen, like you would stretch before playing golf. Like, I get it now. And there's really no worse injury in the world. It sucks. It's so aggravating.
It's that tiger back.
Bro, I went to the driving range yesterday, and I know that my back is fucked every single day afterwards, but I was going to bed last night, and I got a message in the DMs from this guy. I won't say his name, I guess, but he hit me up. He goes, "Hey, Ticket. Big fan here. I think I saw you grinding over at Arroyo's Echo today. I'm an instructor there on Mondays. If you ever want some help on your game, I'd love to help you as best I can." Oh. On the house, of course.
That's so awesome.
I must have been, the sun was setting, so I couldn't see a single shot I was taking. I had no idea how I was doing, but I guess this guy saw and thought maybe I need some help.
Hey, you were grinding though.
I was grinding out there.
That's awesome. I love that.
Oh god,
that's amazing. That's
so good.
Do we have any Q&As here today, boys?
Take sure Bob.
A few Q&As. Let's fire away with a little Q&A
segment. Sure do, Bob. First question comes from VFat Perez. He wants to know, is Binyamin committed to the XL life?
Does that mean like size XL?
Got to ask him.
I did ask that question. Are you committed to the XL?
Are we talking like XL, like Grant Cardone 10XL? Or are we talking like the shirt size?
Shirt size. Are you committed to the XL life?
Yeah.
Fuck! the answer is no.
XL don't seem too bad once you get there, man.
I'm wearing them, but I ain't committed.
You've been dipping your toe into that L life, I've noticed.
Yeah, I've been taking L's.
Well, yeah, okay.
But the thing is, it all depends on, I'm still at the point where different brands will fit differently. You know what I mean? So yeah, we're like, I'm that's still fair. An L. And
you know, oh, I oh, am. Oh, you know what they call that life? They call that excuse life. Excuse mode right now.
That's definitely not
when
me.
When you start blaming it on different brands and I'm not blaming it on yourself.
I'm not blaming brands. I'm just saying
I will, I'm going to say that the move from XL to double XL is a lot more concerning than the move from L to XL.
No, I disagree.
I don't know, man. I started pulling a double XL.
Bro, Joe's on to something. Moving from like L to XL is like a three-pointer to a layup, and then it's like like one step out. That made no sense, but you get what I'm saying. It's such a bigger jump to go from L to XL. Because that's a big deal.
I don't know.
Once
you're in the paint, you think
XL, it's a statement.
XL
is a statement.
Like,
I disagree.
The funniest clip is when Ticket talks about like how bad of a day is when you go like from the L to the XL. And like Ticket's always said, this is going to be the fattest year of his life. Like, Ticket, wouldn't you agree like that if you do step into that double XL, that like would that hit harder?
When you move from L to XL, you can fool yourself that maybe I'm getting kind of jacked.
Yeah.
When you go from XL to 2X, like, fuck. That's some South Philly experience.
Let me tell you about when they start turning X's into numbers. Let me tell you about that life, okay? That's the real jump. The jump where they stop adding X's in. And they just put a number in front of it. Okay? That's when they've got barely enough fabric for you. They don't have enough room for more exit stuff. That's what you
gotta do. FP, this is a serious question. Last week, I was told by, and again, I know we're just like liars around here. But last week I was told in this call that I was looking thinner, and now you're telling me that I'm committed to the XL life. So I need to know. I think I'm asking too.
I agree. I agree with you. I asked that question weeks ago.
Oh, okay. No, fair. But I'm saying so. You're okay. I got it. And to me, once you add like S, M, and L, they have one letter. Once you have two letters in a size, you're banged.
Yeah. And the X. To make it an X too.
It's like fucking put up the X. It's horrible.
But it does.
I think facial hair helps you too. You look. It's facial hair makes everyone.
It makes you look. Wow.
It contours your face.
Yeah. All right. So maybe I am an XL.
When I was at the Four Seasons, they're like the Yankees where they make you shave your beard. So that's when I was plump, dude. So there's some horror pics back there that.
I got one saved just for good
from the cafeteria.
Measures. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I got one too that Jim Ossie sent me of you wearing a chain on the side of a patio.
Oh, I need to see that.
It's the photo they use in those thumbnails where they're like, how did this fucking clown go from the Four Seasons to building the Bob Does Sports Empire? And it shows you in that photo.
It's pretty bad.
Bro, when you go to the Four Seasons, they give you, like, when you first go through orientation, they take your picture. And I took an all-time bad picture. The light was on me. I was rosy. I looked sunburnt, but I wasn't. And I had a shaved face, which always makes me look fatter. I just have no neck all of a sudden. And Bob, at one point, became a manager, which gave him access to, like, all the employees. One day randomly just sent me that picture of me, and I was like, geez. And that was the beginning of a long time of bangings from pictures from Bob.
Yeah, that's true. They gave me access to all the employees so I could just see all those photos, and I used to just send those photos around.
Yeah, that was – oh, I got it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Do I have permission to fire here?
Yeah, I mean, look, how could I say no? That's really bad.
Who the fuck?
Chain gang, baby. Chain gang.
Who is that?
Man.
Oh, man.
That's really bad.
That's a different guy.
That's a different guy.
That's not the same person.
That's pre deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's before all right. Handshakes were exchanged.
Okay, let's do another Q&A.
Next question. This one comes from E_Penya. Penyu. Are you boys coming to Texas anytime soon?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that's a layup. We're flying to Texas tomorrow. we are.
We're at the Longhorns game.
I think we could say this now. We're filming with, which I think will be Hook'em. Which will be a lot of fun. We're filming with Young Jamie from the Joe Rogan Show. Mm-hmm. which would be awesome. And Prez, you're gonna have to do that impression for him. I know he's
terrible. I think he's at one point, and it's gonna be super corny. You gotta play it the right way, but at one point you gotta be like, hey Jamie, can you pull up the 7-iron for me and just like see what he does?
Not that 7-iron. Oh, different 7-iron.
He's gonna be like, yeah, go fuck yourself. Because people probably like, but with that being said, stonks.
Yeah, stonks. All right, Tay, let's do one more.
Okay. This one comes from Cole.Miller3. If there was a zombie apocalypse, which one of you guys would survive the longest?
Probably Yaman.
I think you, Cutsy.
I think Cutsy too.
You think me?
I think Cutsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Why do you think just, me?
Because you'd be walking the streets fucking shirtless with your clothes torn apart, just not giving up, and we just mail it in.
I would say, A, you wouldn't come to terms with the fact that we're going through an apocalypse. Like, you would still go about your day, like, in a normal... Like, you still would have gone to today. Like,
why is your golf course so empty?
Yeah, yeah. we could play Rancho Park now, Bob. You know what I mean? Like, so that, and, yeah, I would say Cutsy. Perez?
Who would be the first to go?
I think, I would agree just on just sheer survival instinct and just bullying his way through. That would be the case. I feel like I would die in the effort of, like, figuring out how you guys keep living. Like, that's what would kill me, would be, like, trying to organize your travel to this zombie apocalypse and then dying because I can't keep you guys alive.
Tick would die from a Postmate zombie. He'd open the door for the Postmates and the zombie would just end him.
Jet would be thrilled. Jet would be
Jet would go right into the swarm.
Yeah. I'd walk out with my hands up. Jet
just be able to blend in.
I'd just walk out with my hands up.
Jet would become a zombie on purpose to come and fucking kill us. Yeah. That's what he'd do.
But I'll tell you what. There'd still be a Bob to Sports episode being released that Thursday. You got your bottom. Yeah,
by the way, I was talking to Tick before. We're running into some issues.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Some issues.
You want to talk about it? Or
It's just funny how you said there'll be a Bob to Sports that Thursday because me and the Ticket are currently devising a plan to make sure it happens. Because we're doing a lot of travel. We're doing
the longest trip. I think we've maybe this is going to be longer than Scotland. I think this two full weeks. I believe
2 weeks and a day. Two weeks and a day. Yeah,
We're going back to New York.
There's going to be a lot of content to come. The boys are headed back on the road, folks. We love you. We appreciate you. Make sure you go ahead and smash down that subscribe button. But we will be back all together starting this week. So a lot to come. Joey D, Fat Perez, Binyamin, the Big Ticket, myself. We'll see you next time. It's been another edition of the Bob to Sports Podcast.